With SRN News, I'm John Scott. FBI Counterterrorism Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rea says the New Orleans attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, plotted the crime and acted alone.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
The attack killed 15 people, including Jabbar. Rea provides information about the driver's actions leading up to that New Year's morning attack.
At this point, investigators believe Jabbar picked up the rented F-150 in Houston, Texas on December 30th. He then drove from Houston to New Orleans on the evening of the 31st, and he posted several videos to an online platform proclaiming his support for ISIS.
That's FBI Counterterrorism Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rea. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson's allies are leaning into a key argument in a bid to avoid a chaotic floor fight over the gavel on Friday. A vote against Johnson could delay the finalization of Donald Trump's White House win. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the latest.
A day before the speaker's election, Johnson is still racing to win over multiple GOP holdouts, a scenario that some Republicans have said that they fear could lead to another days-long protracted floor fight. But this time, there's a huge shadow over the race. Congress has never tried to certify a presidential election without a House Speaker in place. Even senior Republicans say it's unclear what would happen if there is no Speaker on January 6th, when Congress is scheduled to certify Trump's win, and they're not eager to find out. The message so far from Congress's own parliamentarians to party leaders has been, quote, elect a Speaker before January 6th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Out on Wall Street, stocks are moving lower. The Dow down 329 points. The Nasdaq 175 in the red. This is SRN News. A New Year's resolution for Christians.
Many believers plan to make 2025 the year they read through the whole Bible, most for the first time in their lives. It's a big task, and if you don't get started in January, it gets harder. But there are all kinds of systems out there for doing it. Polls indicate the large numbers of people who self-identify as Christians don't actually know very much about the Scriptures, spending much of their time reading popular religious books or using devotionals exclusively. Pastors say believers who don't know their Bible are much more vulnerable to falling into false teaching. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts has issued a defense of judicial independence, which he says is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Roberts is particularly concerned about Democratic plans to term limit the court in retaliation for the repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. 10 people were wounded Wednesday night outside a nightclub in Queens, New York.
Several men approached the group and three or four of them opened fire. About 30 shots rang out and then the gunman took off. They were seen getting into a sedan with out-of-state plates. The wounded were taken to hospitals. They are expected to survive. New York Police Department Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera called them senseless shootings. The motive was not immediately known, but Rivera said, "This is not terrorism." I'm Rita Foley.
In one of his final acts in office, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has commuted the death sentences of 15 men convicted of first-degree murder to life in prison without parole. North Carolina had 136 death row offenders before Tuesday. Meanwhile, North Carolina's latest Democratic governor, Josh Stein, has been sworn into office with the new year. More details at SRNNews.com.